Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Well, folks, we've hit 90 episodes of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. That's a pretty huge accomplishment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep, but we're not done yet. Not even close. And this begins...
the road to 100.
The road to 100. So in 10 short episodes, we're going to be at episode 100. And we've also got some wonderful things planned. So we're really super excited. Also, this is our second annual year in review trivia. So we're going to be doing 2025 year in review. 2025's in the rear view mirror. And so we're going to be taking a look at all things that happened during 2025. How do you think you're going to do on this one? Give me a prediction.
Pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah.
I remember a lot from this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're just back again for another episode, we'll just take a quick minute to explain how this works. We've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you in three rounds of five questions each. Each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little harder. This first round, the easiest questions, most people in the car or at home are going to be able to answer them, we call...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question one, 2025 year in review. What are the two numbers that went viral towards the end of the year that kids frequently say in just about any context?
Six, seven.
6-7 is the most annoying thing on the planet. Why do you like it so much? Why do you get such a kick out of it?
It's just funny. It's just fun to annoy you guys.
It's fun to annoy us. That's what it is. That's what it is, folks. It's just to troll. That's it. I'll be really happy with this meme reset that we're supposedly talking about.
Yes, the great meme reset.
Yep. So apparently we're getting rid of all memes and maybe 6-7 can go away. That would be fantastic.
And then they're going to bring back the old ones like Nyan Cat. That, if you don't know what that is the cat with the rainbows shooting out of its butt that like goes across the galaxy.
Yeah.
That bounces around. Yeah, that one.
It's got to be better than 6-7. Question two. Which animated Netflix hit became the most watched movie on the platform in 2025?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
K-pop Demon Hunters is correct. We watched it. I wasn't sure what I was watching at the very beginning, and it didn't get any less weird. But I oddly couldn't look away. It was kind of weird. Did you enjoy it?
No.
No? The music is incredibly catchy, though. I will say that.
I mean, it's K-pop. What do you expect?
Yeah. But nonetheless, I can see why people really like it. Question number three. Which popular social media app was temporarily unavailable in the United States in mid-January?
TikTok.
TikTok is correct. Yeah, there was a lot of people who were really, really worried about TikTok going away.
It was gone for a day.
Yeah.
Well, no, like 2 hours, actually.
And I was not one of those people that was worried. I am not a TikTok user, but if you are, I'm sure you maybe were worried, but yeah, the Dad and Lad house did not worry too much about TikTok going away.
It was like the second that it came back, I was like, guess who's back? Back again?
Yep. Question four. Which line in the Minecraft movie triggered mass audience reactions? Cheers, popcorn throwing, etc.
the Minecraft movie.
Which line in the Minecraft movie triggered all of those things to happen?
Chicken Jackie.
Chicken Jackie is correct. Yes, when we went to go see the Minecraft movie, there were a bunch of kids who got thrown out of the theater. Yep. Right after doing that, they decided to take popcorn and throw it everywhere. And it was a mess, but I don't get it. Again, I'm an old man. There's a lot of things I guess I don't get. Do you get the chicken jockey thing?
Yes, it's like a really rare thing to happen in the game.
Yeah, what is it?
A baby zombie riding a baby chicken.
Like, just like ends up on top of it by chance?
Yeah, just like, it's really rare.
Wow. All right. Question 5. What popular collectible fuzzy monster elf figures with big ears, wide eyes, and mischievous smiles produced by China's Pop Mart became wildly popular in 2025?
La Boo Boo.
La Boo Boo. Dolls is correct. I have never actually seen a La Boo Boo doll in person. I don't know what they are. Again, I'm an old man. I don't get it.
It's pop culture, Adam.
Yeah. Are they like the
ones with the creepy smiles?
Are they like Teletubbies?
Basically, but they're rabbits.
Oh, okay. I see.
You'll have to look one up.
I will have to look them up. And just like that, that is the end of our Trivia Tots round. 5 questions down. Emmett is 5 for 5 and doing fantastic. Those questions were pretty simple. So now we're going to turn up the heat a little bit and make them a little more difficult. This round we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6. This famous artist released her 12th studio album this year called The Life of a Showgirl.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is correct.
Yes, let's go.
You weren't 100% sure on that one?
No.
No? Yeah, I could see it in his face. You can't hear that over the podcast, but yes, you could see it in his face. He wasn't quite sure about that one, so good guess. Question 7. Which world-famous art gallery was robbed in October of this year?
The Louvre?
The Louvre is correct.
I did not know about that.
No, you just took... I mean, I guess it's like kind of one of the only real famous art galleries that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They had a robbery, like mid, like just like the broad daylight. They walked in, they managed to steal a bunch of really like rare jewelry.
Not the Mona Lisa?
No, not the Mona Lisa.
That's like literally the most priceless painting on Earth.
Yeah, one of them, yeah. But yeah, like broad daylight, kind of crazy. Question 8. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo starred in the second installment of this hit musical turned movie.
Wicked for Good.
Yeah, Wicked is correct. That just came out recently, not too long ago.
We have not seen it yet.
No.
You're waiting for the cousin to come back.
Yes. Yes, the cousin has been studying abroad, and so she's a big Wicked fan, so we're waiting for her to come back.
We all are.
And then we'll go to see it. Question 9. Apple released a new iPhone in 2025. What model is that?
iPhone 17 Pro.
The iPhone 17 is correct. Yes. So there was different versions of the 17. But yeah, we're on the 17th iPhone. That's crazy.
I thought the iPhone 13 was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the mom and I remember when the mom got the iPhone 1. That was pretty wild. And now we're on 17. Pretty crazy. Question 10. In 2025, we lost one of the world's most renowned environmentalists and primatologists, known for her groundbreaking work with chimpanzees. Who was this famous figure?
Wait, Jane Goodall passed away?
Jane Goodall is correct. Yeah, Jane Goodall passed away.
Why do I not know any of this?
It was around, like, I think September, October. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, pretty sad. She did a lot of great work, and we know so much more about a lot of primates, a lot of like chimpanzees and gorillas and stuff because of Jane Goodall's work. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett is 10-4-10. Like, without a doubt, been doing just fantastic. But now, folks, I got to warn you. Things are about to get real, real difficult. So I need you to get your hip waders, double knot your shoes, pull up your socks. I need you to get gloves that are very warm. I need you to put on your safety eyewear, your protective earwear, your mouth guard. I want you to tie your hair back in a ponytail. I want you to put on ski goggles over your safety goggles. And then those ski goggles, I want you to make sure that they are clean. And should I move on?
Sure.
Okay.
That was... phasing out, staring at the LED lights.
He was phased out there, yes. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters, the hardest questions we have. So here we go. Question number 11. What did the Oxford University Press name as the 2025 Word of the Year?
Riz
is incorrect. Come on. And it's actually quite appropriate in this instance that the 2025 word of the year is rage bait.
Oh.
Although Riz was, I think you,
that's going to be next year.
Yeah, I think you had a pretty good one there. But yes, rage bait is the year, or the word of the year. There's been a whole lot of it this year, and it just keeps getting
worse. Especially with sports.
Yep. Just everywhere. Deep breaths, kids. Deep breaths. Question 12. Following the death of Pope Francis, who was named the new leader of the Catholic Church in May of this year?
I don't know his real name. I only know him as Da Pope.
Da Pope? Do you know his like full actual Pope name?
No.
No? Okay. The answer we are looking for, you are on the right track, is Pope Leo the 14th.
The 14th?
Yes, Pope Leo the 14th. He's the 14th Pope Leo. What do we know about Pope Leo?
He is a Sox fan.
Yep. From...
Chicago.
Great.
Okay, it's not that bad. It's the White Sox.
As long as he's not a Bear fan, I guess, then we're okay with that.
But everyone sees him as a Bears fan.
We don't mind the White Sox. The Cubs, the other hand, yeah, that's a different story. Moving right along. Sorry, Chicago, we love you. We love you, the people who listen to this podcast. We love you. Don't love the Bears or the Cubs. Yeah. Moving right along. Question 13. Which nonsensical AI-created Italian brain rot character who is half bomber plane, half crocodile became famous in 2025?
Bombardino Crocodrillo.
Bombardino Crocodilo is correct. This is a little bit of an inside joke with the lad and I. Should we let him in? I don't know.
Sure.
So we watched, was it an Ali A video?
Yeah, it was a Ali A reacts. It was on this channel called More Ali A, where he just reacts to videos.
Yeah. So Ali A is kind of like a known Fortnite creator on YouTube.
British.
Yeah. And he's a British guy. And he was there. They were watching Italian Brain Rot, which if you've never looked into it, old people, just prepare yourselves. It is true nonsense. It is just AI created slop.
At least it isn't Pibble Wash My Belly.
I don't know what that is either. Bombardino Crocodilo is correct. But it is. It's a bomber plane that has the head of a crocodile. Why? We don't know. Question number 14. What famous singer performed What a Wonderful World during a brief space flight in April 2025, joined by Gayle King and Lauren Sanchez?
John Legend.
John Legend. Fantastic guess, but incorrect. Female pop artist.
Oh.
American Idol. Do you know? Do those clues help?
No.
Nope. Katy Perry.
I don't know anything about American Idol.
Katy Perry. She's one of the judges. But yes, she went up on a really weird brief space flight with a bunch of celebrities and came back and like kissed the ground and stuff. It was a little odd. But yes, she sang What a Wonderful World in Space. It was different. And finally, question number 15. Why did a Cheeto, yes, a Cheeto, sell for nearly $90,000 in March? I'll give you a hint. It resembles a specific Pokemon.
Charmander.
Charmander is like 75% correct. We're going to give it to you. It is Charizard, or in this case, Cheetozard. So this guy found this Cheeto that looks like Charizard, and I've seen a picture of it, and it does. It looks just like Charizard. And some guy bought it for like $300, and it sold at this auction house for $90,000. It's the most expensive food item ever sold in Golden Auction House. So, yeah, pretty wild stuff.
Not even that, like, that one chicken nugget from McDonald's that looked like the Among Us character.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
That was like $60,000, I think.
Yeah, but they made like a airtight container, so like it'll keep the Cheeto normal.
What about the banana taped to the wall?
That was millions of dollars, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason.
That's art, man. Art's worth what anybody's willing to pay for it.
Taping a banana to a wall.
And that's going to do it for our 2025 year in review, folks. Those were some of the highlights, some of the low lights, some of the medium lights, some just in lights in general.
Bombardino Crocodilo.
Bombardino Crocodilo.
It changes for you every time, though.
So if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a positive 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. Maybe even a comment. We would love to read those. Also, if you would want to send us a direct message over on Instagram or over on Facebook, you can find us at Dad Lad Trivia. Send us a message. We'd love to interact with you and send you a message back. Maybe you have an idea for an upcoming episode or a question for the lad or I. We would love to hear from you. All right, buddy. 2025 was a pretty neat year. Do you have any final thoughts on 2025 year in review trivia?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Lots of brain rot.
That's lots of brain rot, yes. Not only a specific brain rot, but other brain rot included, yes.
Hold on. Do you know what rage baiting means?
What does rage baiting mean?
It's basically like saying, trying to get someone mad.
Yeah, like you make something specifically to make people mad. Yep, yep.
It's you could probably use a haircut. You're kind of bald in one spot. You should cover it up.
Or those ones where they cut a cake like perfectly, and then the last slice they cut it completely the opposite direction. That's rage bait. Well, folks, it's been a fantastic year. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in each and every episode throughout that year. 90 episodes down, and we've just got the best yet to come. So thank you so much. We hope you enjoy your New Year's, and we will see you in 2026. Woo!
Oh.
See you laters.
Bombardino crocodiles, alligators.
Bombadillo crocodilo.
6-7.